Music mogul and founder of Murder, Inc. Records, Irv Gotti, has died at age 54. Murder, Inc.'s parent company, Def Jam Recordings, announced Gotti's death late Wednesday. It didn't say how he died. Gotti, whose real name was Irving Lorenzo, founded Murder, Inc. with his brother in the late 1990s, and the label gained worldwide prominence with platinum-selling artists Ashanti and Ja Rule. But when the Murder, Inc. label came under investigation for allegedly laundering drug money, leading to criminal charges against Gotti, he dropped the word murder from the label in 2007 to just The Ink.
Hopefully everyone will focus on our talent and not on the word of murder. So when we come out with these great music and really nice, hot music that's just hot, people will forget about any negative energy and maybe start trying to give us some of the kudos and props I think we deserve.
Gotti eventually was acquitted of the charges. Irv Gotti dead at age 54. I'm Donna Warder.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.